The latest from podnews.net. Spotify now has 200 million global active users. That figure's up by 10% over the past 6 months. Morgan Stanley also say that 50% of Spotify users claim all the podcasts they want aren't on the service. This one is, though. Meanwhile, is music streaming service Tidal cooking its numbers? The company is accused of artificially increasing the amount of streams for Beyoncé's album to such an extent that every subscriber would have had to play the album 8 times a day. A Norwegian authority, the excellently noir-sounding Økokrim, is investigating. Fast Company have written about how podcast apps are making money, focusing on Castro and encompassing many others. Google is discontinuing its Google Chromecast audio product. Meanwhile, over 1 million people in the US have pre-ordered an Amazon Alexa Auto. And hey, Pandora. Pandora now has voice control. The initial information doesn't indicate how it works with podcasts, but it must do, right? Podchaser is now integrated with TeePublic, allowing podcasters to add merch directly to their podcast page. APM, American Public Media, has opened a pitching round for new podcasts. Submissions are open from now until February the 15th. Global in the UK is looking for a podcast project manager in London, a project manager to oversee launches and ongoing marketing for our original and third-party partner podcasts. Wooshka, an Australian podcast host, is automatically applying audio normalization for uploaded podcasts by a subset of users, with the aim of making this optionally available to everyone in a few weeks. The company says the feedback has been positive. Meanwhile, Australian competitor Omni Studio has had the feature since March of last year. And PodNews will be at the NAB show in Las Vegas, in Nevada in April, the Canadian Music Week in Toronto, Ontario, and Canada in May, and we're really trying hard to be at PodFest in Orlando, Florida in March. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.